Greens leader Richard Di Natale says all Australians want a day on which they can come together and celebrate the nation's diverse, open and free society. But January the 26th is not that day. Some Indigenous leaders are pushing for the change as the 26th of January marks the day that the First Fleet landed in Sydney Cove in 1788. They say it represents the beginning of British colonisation. Senator Di Natale says his party's campaign offers a chance for Australians to consider what the nation values and to choose a day that all can celebrate.
As those of us who want Australia Day to be a day when we come together, a day that unites the nation, it's so important that we choose a day that represents a day that acknowledges our past and looks towards a better future. We need to acknowledge that there are people who see January 26 as a day that represents pain and suffering and the ongoing legacy of which can be felt today.
The issue has attracted increased public attention as the date approaches. Some local councils in Victoria have changed the date of their local celebrations already, including Yarra, Darebin and Fremantle. But the federal government has strongly opposed any move and has punished councils that make efforts to separate the occasion from January the 26th by revoking their right to conduct citizenship ceremonies on the day. Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce refutes Senator Di Natale's move. At a news conference promoting local infrastructure, he accused the Greens of dwelling in the philosophical.
He wants to see the difference. We're building the inland rail. They're talking about Australia Day. We are building the Regional Investment Corporation. They think that Lachlan Macquarie and Captain Cook were bad buggers. Now, this is the difference. They dwell in the philosophical. We build the things that actually make our nation stronger.
Is it philosophical?
And I am not a supporter of changing Australia Day. I am completely at ease with Australia Day. I'm very proud of Australia Day, and it is what you make it. And we take into account every person who makes up this great nation.
Speaking to the SBS Italian language program, Senator Di Natale had this to say in response.
As politicians, we need to do both. We need to engage in challenging ideas. We do need to reflect on the philosophical positions that we bring into the parliament. And I think that makes us better at what we do. And when we engage deeply in these conversations, then what we end up with is better decisions made on behalf of the community.
Former Australian tennis champion Pat Cash has told NITV that he will no longer celebrate Australia Day on January the 26th after his involvement with the charity Children's Ground, which works with Indigenous families in the Northern Territory.
You know, I got to the stage now where I just cannot celebrate Australia Day. I'm sorry, I just cannot celebrate. As an Australian who brought two Davis Cups home, represented my country, January 26 is not a day of celebration for me, and I think people who really look into it would question that. And so that's not going to be a celebration day for me. It's like an invasion day.
But Indigenous singer Christine Arnoux, who will be performing on Australia Day as part of New South Wales celebrations, says she believes that celebrating what is good about this country on Australia Day can happen alongside a deeper discussion on the ongoing impact on Indigenous Australians of the arrival of Europeans 230 years ago.
I think that in the event of changing the date, how do we remember what the date actually signifies for the First Nations people of the country, what then becomes of that day if we do replace it with another date. However, Australia Day is something that all Australians, no matter what our cultural backgrounds are and how long we've been Australians for, it's a day we all deserve to feel proud about being Aussie and to celebrate as well. But do we ever forget the history of the First Nations people?
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.